since 2002, arguably since before that, we've been helping online entrepreneurs succeed wildly in three business models. And one of those models is selling physical products on sites like Amazon or eBay. One of the more interesting strategies that pops up from time to time that we see out there in the internet marketing community is wholesale sourcing. Now, there's a good number of strategies. We teach over 30 different ways to source profitable products. But wholesale is making all the news right now, and that's great. And there's some people out there that know a ton about that approach. But today, Brett and I took on a challenge. The challenge was this. Can we teach you everything you need to know about wholesale in one podcast? Everything you need to know about wholesale sourcing profitable products to sell online in one podcast. Now, that might seem ridiculous, and there might be people that tell you that's ridiculous even to try because there's volumes of information on the topic. Well, no, not really. Not when you do it the way we do it. It's very, very simple, and we're going to walk you through it today. I think you're going to love this episode. We love making the complicated things out there that have to do with internet marketing and internet business. We love making them super simple. That's our mission. And I think we nailed it on this one. Sit back, enjoy. You're going to learn so much, I promise. And even if you disagree with us, hey, we've taught thousands of people. We've got over 1,000 testimonials, hundreds of millions of dollars of products sold on just our leadership team, the three of us. That's our evidence that we'd like to submit as we dive into this topic. I think you're going to like it. Hey, welcome back to Silent Sales Machine Radio. This is Jim, and I've got Brett back with us again today. How are you doing, Brett?
Dude, pumped to be back on, man.
This is awesome. We've got a topic that's got a lot of buzz. I can't believe we haven't talked about this yet because we've got a lot of people in our community doing some cool stuff on this topic. But today we're going to talk about wholesale. And here's the challenge, buddy. I'm going to title this one. Usually I title it afterwards, but today we're going to title this Everything You Need to Know About Wholesale in One Podcast. Is that a challenge or what?
You can definitely hit a home run on that, man. I don't think it's too hard to encompass that in one podcast.
I think we can do it, man. I really do because, you know, you've done, between your team and my team and Nathan, we've probably coming up on 100 million just in the past couple years, tens of millions, to be fair.
Yeah, sure.
Of wholesale purchasing and buying and teaching other people how to do it too. But that's not in these numbers. If we add in the numbers of what we've taught others, yeah, hundreds of millions in the past couple of years. So we know this topic as well or better than anyone in the industry. And let's just start right off and set the tone and see if you agree. This isn't rocket science, people. This is pretty simple stuff. Would you agree with that?
Totally agree with it. I think, you know, it depending on where the person listening is at, I'll tell you this right now. When I accidentally stumbled onto Proven Amazon course and I heard about this thing called wholesaling, it seemed so daunting. You know, it seemed like this thing that only like, you know, Target and these big department stores and people who knew what they were doing, you know, could take advantage of. But now, you know, now that we've done a very, very healthy amount of time, spent lots of money, I realized, wow, it's actually pretty simple at its core. So I just want for the listener right now who's maybe going, man, it's if they were in the same seat that I was, you know, maybe just getting started online and hearing about wholesale, it seems so overwhelming. I promise you it's not at all, actually. It's actually one of the most simple models at its core.
Yeah. For those who are saying, what's wholesale even? You know, it's basically just going right to the source as close as you can and buying product at the lowest possible price. Like you're going around the middleman and you're getting the stuff straight from the manufacturer or the only distributor that they use.
Right.
Ideally, you can get really good deals and buy in bulk and all that. But let's put our stamp on this. And just to set the tone again, if you haven't listened to episode number 2, number 16, and number 31 are the three episodes that you need to go back. Everything we're going to say will make a ton of sense, but we're going to kind of assume you know a little bit about what PPI is. That's our approach to finding those golden gaps. You've heard us talk about that before if you've listened to the show. So when we talk about wholesale, we're actually not going to start off talking about wholesale. We're going to remind you that you start off finding the demand. So let's start there, Brett.
Yeah, I even want to take one more step backwards just as a qualifier, okay?
Sure.
If you take Brett's business, okay, like if you – so I haven't been doing this for 20 years, but for the last 5 years, I have done everything under the sun when it comes to how to source physical product and sell it online. Okay. So if you take that and me trying almost every different possible way of sourcing, PPI was generated and created because I made multiple bad buys throughout that process.
Learn the hard way.
Yeah, learn the hard way. And all I kind of said at the end was, there's just got to be a better way to do this, you know? And so just to kind of get an idea of how PPI is really an advantage for you, the listener, it's kind of like what I wish I would have known 5 years ago. It's like what I wish I would have, someone would have told me to do 5 years ago. So the idea behind this whole podcast and what we're about to talk about, even regarding wholesale, is look, we're giving you the opportunity to not make the same mistakes. Like I spent tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars making these mistakes. And now I'm telling you how not to do that.
Yeah. And everyone just assumes that that's kind of part of it. You got to spend a lot of money and experiment.
Right.
And, you know, that's the way it's been done for the longest time. Something that sticks in my head that you said, I think it was at our last event, and I've heard you say it before, is, you know, when your team grows and now it's 10 and now it's 50 and now it's 80 and now it's more people that, and you're thinking, okay, I got to meet payroll. I can't just be spending $5,000 and $10,000 on this and that and hoping that it works out. I've got to be buying inventory that I know the numbers. Like I can play it for it. I know when I'll be sold out and I know what the demand is and how many people per day are looking for this item. I want to be positive. That's what PPI is. Right.
Totally. It's basically my version, which we then, you know, massaged and created this system where we're trying to build the lowest amount of risk when you're buying a product. Right. And even on top of that, we're basically saying, look, reverse the thinking. Okay. Here's how you reverse the thinking. Instead of telling people what to buy, find out what they're already buying. Right. And give them that. And then find out what they're already buying, but different things that they want on top of that and give them that. So really when we start to move into this, think about it this way. All we're doing is meeting demand. We are not creating a whole new system. Wholesale is really not that complicated. PPI is very, very simple. Find out what people are looking for and give that to them.
And when you go find that product that's in demand, that's what we call these golden gaps. It's stuff that's in demand. The audience is out there saying, we want this and no one's selling it yet. You go, and it might be a private label. It might be a wholesale. It might just be a retail bundle that is simple, like, okay, product A plus product B go together really well, and no one is doing that yet. I could go make money buying them retail. So the source where we pull the product from isn't near as important as asking that question to and knowing how to ask that question, which is what PPI is. How do we find out? How do we get Amazon to tell us exactly what people are asking for and not finding? And there's millions of these golden gaps. That's what I love about this, is the opportunity is wide open.
Totally agree. That was a great summary of it.
Well, we did a webinar just last night for our Proven Amazon Course students. And I think that was every bit as powerful as anything we could share about wholesale. And I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on it, but we talked about the concept of, you know, how do you come up with these ideas? Maybe you could share the premise of what that webinar was. And we store and save all these webinars. If you look back for the January 2017 webinar for the Proven Amazon Course students, it's in the content. But what was the basic premise of that? And I think this is all about wholesale. Maybe some people are scratching their head and saying, well, you're not talking about wholesale yet. Yeah, we are. Let's connect those dots.
Yeah, here's the easy way to connect it. Okay, so last night's webinar was about this. And it was so cool being able to talk to, you know, and do these monthly webinars for PAC students. I honestly think Proven Amazon Course, if anybody listening does not have it yet, it is the course that absolutely changed my life. Okay. I mean, that's like, I wish there was a better way to say that, but that's my best way of saying it. Just absolutely changed my life. The trajectory of my life. Okay. And it's so cool to be able to do these monthly webinars now with all the PAC students and talk through relevant stuff. But so we're on the webinar last night. And what I did was, I'm really trying to hammer this home, okay? Because we talk about this thing called the seller paradigm. And it's that we as sellers think we know what the customer wants, right? That is like the worst. That's, you know what I call that? That's like how you get warehouses full of inventory, myself included, okay?
Yeah.
Like once you're on that side of it.
How to fill your garage, right?
How to fill your garage up with stuff people don't want. Think you know more than the customer. So what I did last night on the webinar is I brought in the ideal shopper. Okay. That is a person who does the majority of buying for their household, for their family, and usually their extended family. And they're also typically the person that's looked at as an authority in others' eyes and will kind of cause like a ripple effect of buying, right? So the person I brought in was my wife, Noelle, who seriously, man, if anybody ever wanted to land a specific customer, like, it is my wife. I mean, just hands down, she is the ultimate Amazon shopper. Okay. And really online shopper, even past that. Like, when she knows she wants something, she will dig as much as possible to find it. So here's the point. I brought her in to showcase how just in 30 minutes of asking her questions, okay, we went on and we looked at products. Just in those 30 minutes, every single product we looked at, we saw gaps in what was being offered, right? So she was literally saying, like, man, I wish someone would offer this with this, or I wish they would have just taken those three things and put it all together.
Yeah.
Or I wish they had this instead of in 10, they had it in 20, right? So all she was saying was, like, here, take my money, right? But here's what I actually want. Like, there's nobody selling it this way. This is what I want. And I think the biggest, here's where the dots need to connect, where you need to connect an ideal shopper with wholesale. Okay. When I hear her say that, I don't go, oh man, I got to go buy that product wholesale. Okay. What I do when she's talking, like, literally I was taking my notes and she's talking about this party silverware, right? And she's walking through the different colors she'd want and the counts. And I'm taking the notes and I'm thinking, all in my mind, I'm thinking, where can I get, you know, I'm literally going to hop on Google after this and look for these sets of silverware. I don't care if Walmart carries them, right? Maybe they're on clearance at Walmart. Maybe I can find a wholesaler or distributor who has them, you know, domestically. I can buy a couple cases full, maybe, you know, buy 20, 30 sets to test. Or heck, man, maybe there's a private label company willing to do 20 sets for me that I can do. I don't really care where I get it from, to be totally honest. All I care about is I've now heard about this gap and I want to get that gap before someone else does. That's it. That's the connection. That's the paradigm shift for people who are thinking, like, I got to do wholesale. It's like, no, you have to find the gaps. You find the gaps and then you fill the gaps in whatever way makes sense at the moment for you. And then build up over time, you know, to doing bigger orders after you've proven the validity of what that ideal shopper said. Does that kind of help connect the dots?
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful. And I would just, you know, the paradigm shift is a concept that you came up with recently. It's seller paradigm shift. And this really is vital because if you've been listening very loosely so far to this and you haven't heard episode 2 or number 16 or number 31 yet, your first exposure to this, I promise you, if you've been selling online for more than 6 months, your brain is stuck in the mode of gotta find product, gotta find product, gotta find product. And that you can build a really good business doing that. But on your way to building a good business, you absolutely will spend thousands and thousands, if tens of thousands, possibly hundreds of thousands of dollars guessing. You'll buy courses that tell you, oh, here's how to do private label, or here's how to do wholesale, or here's how to do strategy X. None of that is where you should be starting. You should be starting right where Brett tells you, find that perfect shopper. You know, we even encouraged people on the webinar last night, start here. Like, if you're a brand new to trying to succeed on Amazon, one of the best places you can go is straight to your Facebook page and just post on there, say, hey, do I have any friends or family who shop on Amazon a lot? Please get in contact with me. And once you have those people, you just simply say, the next time you're shopping on Amazon, and from now on, when you're shopping on Amazon, would you please let me know if you're ever looking for something and you can't find it? Or you type in a search phrase and completely unrelated stuff seems to come up. Like, there's a gap there. And then you get into the brain of those shoppers and you just reveal. And just with your wife last night, with no preparation, I mean, she was just sweet and came on. It was so cool hearing you two interact. You could tell you guys hadn't practiced any of this. It was just like, hey, come hop on the recording. Right. What are some of the last things you bought on Amazon? Let's go through this. And she just said, well, I was looking, you know, I was trying to plan an event. And so I was doing X and Y and Z. And you're just finding gap after gap after gap. And the thing is, if one shopper is looking for something and can't find it, there's probably 50,000 others who are experiencing the exact same thing. And it's so easy to test. Just so easy to test. And yeah, maybe sometimes it will be wholesale. But I want to make sure we throw out some really good wholesale specific tips too.
Yeah. Yeah. So I can, if it's cool with you, I can kind of debunk the mystery around wholesale, because it doesn't take me a long time to put myself back into that seat of, like, what does that even mean, right? Like what do I need to be able to contact like these big distributors or these manufacturers? It just seems so intimidating. I remember that specific feeling like, man, I'm just a dude working out of like my garage, you know, like I'm going to try to reach out to these guys and they're going to laugh at me, you know? Now I totally understand the other side of it. It's like, they want you as a customer, right? But let me kind of give you, last night we talked about this too, like how do you make complex things very simple? Okay. And the way you always do that is focus on the things that matter, right? So we can talk for 2 weeks about all the different things you can possibly do via wholesale. Okay. But here's what really matters. If you're listening to this and like, yeah, you know, I just want to be set up to possibly purchase things wholesale. Here's what you need. All they want to do is know that you're taking your business seriously. Okay. That usually comes in these forms. They want some form of a tax ID, which is like, you can get that, you know, online. Okay. Some form of tax ID that just shows that you, you know, have a business that is going to register its taxes. They want some form of an address. Okay. Sometimes they require that to be a store. Sometimes they don't, depending on what you're going for. And then they want some type of, you know, name and establishment that you are. If you have those things, okay, you're like 80, 90% on the way there. Okay. That I didn't realize that on my side originally. I thought you're like, oh man, you got to just jump through all these hoops all the time. But if I have those things in my hands, I'm okay. I'm good to go. And I can pretty much talk to any wholesale provider, whether they're the manufacturer, distributor, or anything like that. So I just want you to know it's that simple. Okay. There isn't like this daunting list that you have to overcome in order to, you know, start purchasing things wholesale. Does that make sense, Jim?
Yeah, it does. And let me, one other thing I think we'd probably throw on the list is sometimes they'll say, hey, do you have a website?
Yeah, that's right. You know, you're totally right. A website. You're right.
Right. A simple one-page website. I mean, come on. We don't have to hold your hand on that one, do we? I mean, you know, right. Just come up with a legitimate business name, make it match a legitimate business bank account. Now, you can go pay several thousand dollars for a course that tells you this stuff. Well, come on, figure it out. Get on Fiverr.com and have someone build you a one-page website. Go to your bank and set up a legitimate business bank account. They'll step you through it. Any bank in town loves new business accounts. Say, hey, I need you to help me step through this. I want a legitimate-looking business account, and I'm going to set up a website. And, you know, the banker can help you with this stuff. And we're not going to hold your hand on this stuff. This is simple, simple stuff. Don't be intimidated by these steps.
Right. So if you have those things, okay, kind of picture it this way. You're now prepared to talk to any manufacturer, any wholesale provider. Okay. That's kind of the, like, that was the magic that I didn't understand. It's like, once you have that stuff in your hands and you're ready to go, then kind of, you know, bringing it back to what we were talking about, when you find these gaps and wholesale might be an option to purchase your product in order to fill that gap, you're prepared. Okay. That's it. You're prepared. And wholesalers have different parameters sometimes on what they're going to do with you. But really at the end of the day, if you're prepared on that side, with what we just talked about, that checklist, you're good to go. There's just not that many moving pieces to wholesale. If we wanted to, Jim, if we wanted to make it seem ultra complicated, we could. I mean, I could tell you 100, you know, 200 different things that you could possibly need, but really those are like the minority things that really matter in the end. If you have these things, you're set up, you're ready to go.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start a Facebook conversation based on this podcast. And if people have a question, like, well, you just breezed past something too fast. I need help with this. Free Facebook community. There's a link in the show notes. Go to silentjim.com. Look up this podcast episode. There's a link right to a Facebook conversation. Ask us any question you want about this. It's just not complicated stuff, guys. So far, okay, you've got us 90% of everything we need. Arguably, I would say more like 97%. I mean, there's so few, because here's what can happen. Someone says, well, we need form XYZ. And you're like, I don't even know what that is. The worst case scenario is you go, okay, next. There's tens of thousands of wholesalers out there, right?
Most of the time, that's what I do. I'm like, nah, I'm good, man. Do you realize you have like 100 other competitors? I'll just move on.
Exactly. And one thing I want to emphasize too, we had some people asking us last night. It's like, okay, well, you found the golden gap. How in the world are you going to find a wholesaler that sells that? Google. Google in 20 seconds. My 10-year-old could find it, dude. Yeah. You Google. You know, sparkly silverware, you know, and sparkly plates, you know, Google it, wholesaler for product X. There's a list of 40 people, and then you dig through and you find a good deal. Find someone that's willing to offer you a good minimum order quantity and experiment. It's just not complicated.
Yep. That's exactly right. And here's the thing. I hope people hear this. it would be way easier for us to say like, okay, you have to go out and buy a minimum amount of X, Y, and Z to, you know, be relevant, blah, blah, blah. But we're actually on the other side. We're like, look, buy as little as possible. Heck, just break even at first till you prove this concept out. Cause here's what I promise you. And here's what I've experienced in the last couple of years. Okay. Since forming PPI and watching the growth happen, here's what happens. So let's say you know, you don't buy 3,000 widgets of something. You buy 20 to test from a wholesaler. Well, they're going to kind of be like, oh man, you know, I wish you would have bought 100, right? But you test those 20, and what ends up happening is you build out this proven data. Okay, so we started on one of our items, we started with testing, I think it was 30, no joke, 30, okay? Sold out of those, like, boom, right? And I'm going, man, that was pretty awesome. Then the next round, we brought in 100. It sold faster this time. Okay, we just turned our cash again. Let's try 150, boom, faster. Okay, let's try 200. Now, this year, to give you an idea, do you know how many of this one SKU we think we're going to sell?
Is this the one you sold 18,000 of in like a week?
Yeah.
What are you guys estimating for this for the full year?
For the full year, we'll sell over 100,000 units.
Yeah, and that was a PPI find, right?
Total PPI find. And the process doesn't change, you know? And that's kind of, I think, the point you're making is wholesale is just one place where you can get product. It's not a strategy in and of itself, right?
Oh, I love it. Exactly. That's so vital. Literally every other wholesale course out there that I'm aware of, I've seen them cost $10 in a book all the way up to several thousand dollars, which I don't see why anyone would pay that much money for this stuff. But they all say the same thing. It's, hey, here's how to find a bunch of wholesalers and then get their full product lists. And so you've got these thousands of products, and now you use our software to go through and find ones that might be price competitive on Amazon. Yep. And at that point, then you cross your fingers and hope when you buy a minimum order quantity. Well, it's just not, it's like fishing in a huge lake with three fish instead of going to this pond that's stuffed full of fish, and they're all begging for the exact product that no one's given them yet. It's the difference. That's the visual. You know, I have this visual, this massive lake that has two fish in it. Would you rather do that or go to these little lakes that have tons of fish in them? And they're telling you there's a sign right by the lake that says, this is the exact bait we want. Please fish with this bait. No one else is using this bait. Will you please give us this bait? Like, that's what PPI is. And that's our approach to wholesale. Sometimes you go find that bait wholesale. Sometimes you go find it retail. Sometimes you get your own private label.
Exactly.
But I love it. Wholesale and private label are not a strategy unto themselves. And that's the paradigm shift that sellers have got to make in their brain. Stop looking for products. Start looking for gaps.
Yep, totally agree with that. Yeah. And I know we're going to start talking about this, but that's when we talked about Ryan and Jenny's course, Proven Private Label, that's what got me so excited about it because, you know me, like now I'm pretty, once someone says the word, hey, we're doing a private label course, I'm like, oh man, okay, like what does that really mean? Like what are you telling people to do? Because I'm probably going to be a real bummer for you when I start to talk about PPI, you know? And I don't want to offend anyone in that process, but usually like, for me, because we do it every single day, it's very easy for me to look at something and go, man, you're right. It works sometimes, but not the majority of the time.
Yeah. I mean, we literally hear from people at least every week, sometimes every day. There was a huge wave of people that came through. And basically the story was the same. I could finish the rest of the long email after I read the first sentence. It was, we bought course X and got into private label, and I can finish the sentence. I can finish the paragraphs. Right. It's, we've got a garage full of widget X. Will you help us? We tried creative marketing strategy A and creative marketing strategy B, and we tried all the creative marketing strategies in this massively expensive course, and none of it's working. Can you please help? Mm-hmm. Like, no. Step one is find a product that people are begging for based on factual proven keyword data, and then go get that product. You will not end up with a garage full of stuff ever.
Yep.
Ever. There's no scenario under our training where that's even a possibility. And everyone else seems to be teaching, you know, it's some risk in business. You got to go spend, you got to go spend a lot of money to test this stuff out. Right. No, you just don't. You just don't.
I agree. And that was when I got a chance to talk to Ryan and Jenny, who are putting together the course. You know, they started off with, hey, this is the perfect marriage to PPI. And I was like, you know, how so? And they basically said, look, here's what happens. You guys identify these gaps, right?
Yes.
I go, yeah. And then they go, okay, we teach you how to go and buy those in a small quantity from either a wholesaler, right, or a manufacturer to test out that gap. And I was like, dude, that's perfect. That's exactly the way. So if I was actually to direct someone, if someone said, hey, teach me how to wholesale, this is in order what I would tell them to do. Number one, do you have PAC, right? And then once you get PAC, make sure to watch the PPI videos that are free inside that now, okay? After that, I'd be like, hey, have you watched Proven Private Label? Because I actually think that encompasses how I would approach private label and wholesale inside of it. I actually think that is the right way to look at wholesale and private label from my vantage point. Now, if you want to go and buy a lot of stuff and, you know, roll the dice on that, look, that is totally up to you. And some people have made it work and some people it's been a nightmare. I have been on that. I've made it work and it's been a nightmare for me too. Okay. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I have experienced it and I would much rather start small and build bigger now than what I did before, where it was kind of like, oh yeah, I'll buy that, you know, minimum order quantity and hope it works. So I think Ryan and Jenny did an amazing job when they walked me through how this marries so perfectly to PPI. And now with our coaches and when we're in the Facebook community, if anybody starts to talk about wholesale and private label, that's where I'm pointing them, because I know now their mindset and it's the right safe mindset when it comes to doing this. That's the way you're supposed to approach this.
Yeah. And people will be shocked at how inexpensive this course is. This Proven Private Label 2.0. If you go to provenprivatelabel.com, there's a book that spills the beans on this. Dude, it's going to be under $20. I mean, we're building out right now. It's if you want some group mentoring, now that's a little more money, but still a few hundred. Don't spend thousands on this stuff, guys. Just don't. The book, grab it, read it. I think it's really going to make sense. And if someone's scratching their head right now going, hey, wait a second, this is supposed to be a wholesale and you guys are talking about Proven Private Label, what's up with that? We're just borrowing the hot keywords from the industry right now. Really, all we're talking about, guys, is finding small ponds full of hungry fish. And there's a sign right there that says exactly what the fish want. So you can call it whatever you want. Call it wholesale, call it private label, call it sourcing your own products. It starts with the PPI. If we sound a little frustrated at times, I think sometimes it frustrates me because it can be a hard mindset to get people out of. Mm-hmm. They're just so stuck in the product seeking mentality. If you can just set that aside and maybe just keep doing what you've been doing, that's awesome. Keep looking for profitable products, but try this on the side.
That's a good point.
Do a handful of PPI experiments. Just commit. I'm going to do at least 10 of these in the next month. I'm going to try it out. I'm going to just follow the PPI course. And that starts with purchasing the Proven Amazon course, going through the PPI modules. Sourcing the product is easy after that. So, man, any other examples come into mind or any other way? You know, this isn't complicated stuff. I mean, we said we'd give people everything they need to know about wholesale, and we're only half an hour in. I feel like, man, we've given them. I mean,
yeah, I think, you know, my other recommendation when it comes to wholesale, and I used to feel this pressure that, like, well, you have to order a minimum quantity of to get it at this price, right? And then, you know what I realized? It never hurts to ask, okay? So let's say that you got to order 100 units at $20. I'd be like, you know, back in the day, that's a lot of money for me. I'd be like, dude, that's like every penny I have to spend on inventory. I can't do that, right? It never hurts to ask and say, hey, look, I'll pay $1.50 more, but I only want to order 20 of these, okay? And I'll pay for the shipping over to me. With wholesale, there's lots of wiggle room, guys. It's not as like complicated as it sounds. And like you said, if you're working with someone and they're like kind of becoming the nightmare provider, I am the worst at that now. If somebody like causes me to have to do like double work on anything, I mean, it's like one and done. I just go, hey, thanks so much for the opportunity.
I'm moving on.
Yep. Yeah. There's just way too many people that can provide your service that for me to even sit here and contemplate, you know, bending over backwards.
There really is no such thing as a minimum order quantity. It's just you haven't gotten creative enough yet in asking and positioning yourself and say, hey, listen, I'm going to run some serious keyword targeted ads on Amazon. And if this works out, I'm going to be buying every one of these that you have, but I'm not going to test with more than 10 right now. So it's your call. I can move to a competitor and get a similar product, But I think there's some potential here. Let me know. And all of a sudden, guess what? Magically, that MOQ, that minimum order quantity, changes from 1,000 to
right.
How many do you want? We'll send them free. You know, it's just it never hurts to ask. It's just the same thing I tell people when they're out doing retail arbitrage, which is a beautiful model for newbies. We love it. Get out there, buy some stuff off the shelf and flip it. That's how newbies get started, inch deep, mile wide, right? Mm-hmm. Talk to the manager. Hey, I've got this cart full of stuff. I'm really wanting to grab it. It's quite a bit of money though. Anything you can do for me. If I grabbed all of these, I mean, I did this not too long ago. They had a bunch of printers on sale at a Walmart and they're marked down from like 180 down to $40. And I went to the manager and said, hey, if I grab all 25 of these, what can you do for me? And you let them name a number first. Always, always let them name a number first. He marked them down to, I can't remember, it was 25 or he gave me $5 or $10 off each all of them. So yeah, if you take them all. Do the same thing with minimum order quantities. It's like, hey, here's what I'm trying to do. I really want to sell a ton of these. I'm going to do some aggressive marketing. What can you guys do for me? Be as friendly as you can on this minimum order quantity thing. Help me out here. And whatever they come back with, you ask for a little bit more. Worst that can happen is they say no. And then you go from there.
Yep. That's great advice. And really, I think the main thing that I think, if one of my team members came up to me and said, Brett, I'd like to do wholesale, my next question would be, what does that even mean? You know what I mean? Like, I'd go,
right.
Where's the gap? Like, what are we trying to fill? Where do we know something exists that we're going to buy wholesale? Because otherwise, my brain's been so shifted the other way now that if a team member came to me and said, Brett, I got it. We're going to do wholesale. I'd literally go, I don't even know what that means. I need you to show me where the gaps are that we're filling. Otherwise, there's no chance I'm even going to spend a moment looking at a catalog. And I don't want you looking at a catalog. I want you to tell me where those gaps are. And then if this wholesaler or multiple wholesalers can buy it, then or can provide it, then let's do it. I mean, dude, I've walked the floors. I've done this jam. This is not a new territory for me. And it works. I'm not saying it doesn't work, you know, kind of rolling the dice, picking from the catalog and hoping that it sells. It works sometimes. All we're trying to do is get it to a point where it works all the time, right? Like that's what we're trying to do.
I love it. You know, I just had a visual image. I like to think in word pictures. Let me just paint a word picture and see what you think. Maybe you can improve on this one with me, Brett, but I'm envisioning, let's say you're standing out at a huge room that's got two doors. Okay. And one door is marked products and the other door is marked shoppers. Okay. And behind the product door is just tens of thousands of possible interesting products that you might sell. Behind the other door are people who shop like mad on Amazon. And my challenge to you as we stand in the hallway and you have to pick one of these two doors is you've got 1 week to figure out a really, really hot product. And you can only go into one of these two rooms. Which room are you going to go into?
Oh, dude, I'm going shoppers every single time.
And literally every other course out there tells you to go into room B where the products are and then start pouring through those. And we're saying, no, go ask the shoppers. It's so easy to do. And we're stuck in this paradigm of, I got to go to where the products are. I want a list of products so I can go through and see where the good products. No, go to the shoppers. Do you like that analogy?
Oh, I love it. And here's the bonus on top of it. I get this question a lot. Brett, how do you keep staying ahead of the curve, right? And man, I wish I can say it was because I am super smart, because I'm not, right? All I'm doing is Noelle's super smart. And so I'm always going like, hey, is this still cool? Or is this still like a thing? Because if it's not, I don't want to buy another round of it. I want to get rid of this stuff and then move on to the next thing. So I'm always now basing I see sellers, it's the nightmare for sellers, right? Like they're like, no, I know the products that shoppers want. And I'm going to continually bring the same thing in, the same thing in, the same thing in. I'm like the ninja over here who's like, hey, I'm not in love with any specific product. I will sell whatever the shoppers want, right? But once the shoppers don't want it, I don't want to be the one stuck with the inventory. So my job, constantly ask the shoppers what they want. And the coolest thing that we actually have like a data-driven way to do that on Amazon, and that's what we talk about in PPI.
Which is episode number 2, number 16, and number 31 of this podcast. We go in depth. We're not going to do it again here because we've done it 3 times and stepped you through it in those 3 podcasts. But Yeah. It's just not rocket science. The frustration, though, is that we've all just been taught, you know, it's doing business the way it used to be done. When I went to business school, you know, they told me marketing was you wait until all the really smart people in engineering come up with a product, and then your job, Mr. Marketer, is to is to put lipstick on that pig, no matter how ugly right. you think it is personally,
right.
and use the right key trigger words, and you know, find those few hungry fish that want product X that you're married to. We don't do that. We don't marry ourselves to any product, ever. We wait for the audience to tell us what they want, and then we go about the easy task of knocking on a few doors to find out who has something that matches that product. Never been easier to find products. People, we can tell people don't quite get it when they come to us and they say, but how am I going to find the product? Once I find the golden cow, how am I going to find the product?
Right.
I'll tell you what, call my 10-year-old, give her $50. She'll find it in about 2 minutes on Google.
Right. No, I totally agree. Yeah. My first instinct always when we find these golden gaps is this. Hey guys, can we get it at a local store? Okay. Can we buy it online just from a retail store? Okay. Is there a wholesaler that has it? Okay. All right, cool. Good. Got it.
Yeah.
Got a case of it.
No one has it. No one. This is a cool keyword phrase, and there's no products out there that match this keyword phrase that everyone's using. Well, let's private label it. Let's make it ourselves, maybe. You know, so we don't start off in the room full of products. We start off in the room full of shoppers. We're, to my knowledge, literally the only ones teaching that concept. PPI
is. It's just not. It's not sexy, right? Like, it's not. I mean. It's not an awesome thing to be able to put on a sales page. Like, all right, guys, here's what you're going to do. You're going to go buy a very small amount of product, and then you're going to test it to see if it works. Right.
Right.
That's like nightmare sales page.
I paid $3,000 for a course that tells me to test some simple products. Like, but guess what? We've got a lot of people making a lot of money. I mean, we're talking tens of millions, goals of hundreds of millions. Right. And this stuff just flat works. And we've talked about this before. I dropped this number before, but we said this when PPI first came out. How many of these golden gaps do you think there are? And people are like, well, is Amazon getting saturated? No, the cool thing about this, once you spent some time thinking about keywords instead of products, is literally every day, new phrases are entering our everyday vocabulary. Those become potential products.
Oh my gosh. When you start to talk to shoppers, you realize it's never going to end. That's kind of my mentality is, look, it's never going to end. It's always going to be taking a different shape. And so my job is to stay on top of how it's, you know, the formation it's taking. Like even with the couple products we looked at last night on that webinar are, you know, they could be very competitive products if not done properly, but because we know the gap that exists, nobody's going for that, and we're just going to service that need. It becomes so simple when you do the mind shift like that. And then on top of that, if you look, I love buying wholesale because sometimes that's the fastest way to get a product, but I only do that when I know the gap I'm trying to serve. Otherwise, I mean, again, I've just been doing this for a decent amount of time now, doing the PPI method. It's very hard for my brain to even get back on the other side of like, how do you even know this thing's going to sell? Right. Show me the gap. Show me the data. Otherwise, I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole.
I'm going to point something else out here. Just I've done my best to put myself in the mind of a newbie or maybe someone with a bit of experience, and this is a completely new mind shift set for them. You know, earlier we said, hey, you might need a tax ID number, you might need a website, you might need blah, blah, blah. You know what? Don't even worry about that. Just call a few wholesalers on find a PPI gap and then call wholesalers and say, hey, you know what? I'm just a dude. Be honest with them. Shoot straight. Say, hey, I need quantity 5 or 10 of this. I know it's a minimum order quantity. I know you're used to only working with businesses, but I want to test something out. I think it's huge. I think it's hot. And you know what? Sometimes you can get into partnerships. And I know you're not doing a lot of this yet, Brett, but I'm going to encourage you to be doing more of this. And some people in our community are starting to tear it up with the concept of instead of just buying the product, why not take all the risk out of it and partner up with these sources and say, hey,
that's a great point.
You're the manufacturer, right? Here's the deal. I'm going to make this blow up on Amazon. I've got a theory. I need you to send me a few. I'll pay for them, whatever. But I think I can make this blow up. And if my idea works, I'm going to set you up your own Amazon account. And all you have to do is slap labels on your boxes. I will handle the rest. We cover that in the PPP module of the Proven Amazon course, where you prove that a product's going to work, and then you go to the manufacturer and say, hey, I can make this blow up on Amazon because of the keywords people are using. Let's partner up. I get a percent. So you're a commission-only sales rep at that point. Mm-hmm. Why not? Why not? And now you've got multiple Amazon accounts. Even better, right? So that's the way our brains think on this. It's a paradigm shift. And I know some people are going to have to go back and re-listen to this, but it has a 0% failure rate and a 100% success rate once you understand the basics.
Yep. I totally agree. And I could even one up you on that. I love that idea of partnering. I think, you know, I've actually been in a couple of meetings, not to partner exactly in the way you're talking about, but I've been in a couple of meetings where, you know what I'm holding in my hand? My proven data that I used doing the PPI method for that person's product. And the next thing that I say is, would you be interested in knowing how people are trying to search for your product, right? And they're going like, yeah. And it's like, great, let's talk about a possible way to partner up.
Beautiful.
And so, you know, people really, really want to know this process. And if done right, it's extremely powerful. And so, like I said, wholesale in and of itself is not a strategy. It's just a place, another way that you can get the product that you need to fill the gap. That's the thing we'll probably have to keep pounding that home throughout the year, you know, whether it's private label, wholesale, retail.
Whatever the next big wave is, we'll be coming right back. Yep.
All we're trying to do is fill that gap. That should your garage shouldn't be filled with tons of product. What it should be, you should have a spreadsheet filled with tons of gaps that you've identified. That's really the way it should work.
Yeah, you're always testing. The price of testing is so insignificant.
Yep.
Man, this is good stuff. And I know there'll be people who are like, oh, no, that's not how it works. Well, we've got tons of proof that it does work. And where do you start? Buy the Proven Amazon course. If you're totally new, go through some of the newbie modules. If you've been around a while, jump straight into the PPI content. It will blow your mind. And if you want to be convinced even more, we've mentioned it a couple times already, but episode number 2, number 16, and number 31, go listen to those. Man, and I would say if someone listens to those three episodes and this one, and they still think, no, I'm going to learn how to do wholesale. Well, you know what? Go do it. That's awesome. Yes, there are people out there pounding through spreadsheets with thousands of products looking for ones that make sense, that they can buy cheap, that, you know, the strategy goes something like this. Oh, look, there's people selling this for $50 on Amazon right now. I can get it for 10. I'm so excited. I'm going to go buy 500 of them. And they buy 500 of them and they arrive at their house. And then guess what's happened to that price? It's gone from 50 down to 25. Yeah. And like, okay, there's still $3 of margin there. I'm going to go for it. You know, yeah. I mean, that's the typical process that people are experiencing right now. We just don't have to deal with that.
Here's the easiest way to see, in my opinion, if you're doing your online sales right. Tell me why that product is selling, right? If you can't tell me why that product's selling, specifically what people are typing in,
love it,
and what's driving that listing or that product, that should be like immediate red flag for you, because that's when you're susceptible to a lot of different things going wrong. And you know how I know that? I experienced it a lot. And so now every time a team member identifies a potential product, or even when we're looking at our own, we're always assessing, why is this product selling and why can it, you know, why is it working?
Show me the data.
Identify this. Show me the data. Yep. And then we can move forward.
Yep. And that's the thing. And this is in those other episodes, but Amazon will tell you exactly how many people are using phrases that you advertise for. If you advertise for phrase XYZ and you run an ad against that phrase XYZ, Amazon will tell you exactly how many people typed in the phrase XYZ today on Amazon or last week or last month. They'll track it. They'll tell you. So you know, is that a good phrase or not? And that's the secret and the magic of PPI that we're not going to dive into too deep right now. Well, okay, this was all about wholesale. I'm kind of thinking, have we really hit everything that people need to know in one podcast on the topic of wholesale? And I think we put their focus where it needs to be. But are there any other aspects of the wholesale process, like when you're placing an order or managing the shipment, or, I mean, you got to have somewhere to put the stuff if you're going to order, you know, a bunch of units. So we've, you know, we'll put it as a resource in the show notes. There's great prep centers that you can use. Let's say you live in a little apartment and you want to be doing some of this. There's prep centers. You can have it all sent to a prep center. They'll slap the labels on it for you and prep it for Amazon. So there's literally no excuse for you not to be doing this business, regardless of where you live or what your storage capacity is. Can you think of any other issues?
I think we covered 97% of it. The rest of the 3% really become dependent on your business and where you're at, and also on the exact product and wholesaler that you're working with. But if you have the 97% covered, really, if you believe these two things, number one, that by having the forms and different documentation that we talked about in the website, that you're basically prepared to receive wholesale offers, right? And then on the other side, the question becomes this, which is really the valuable part. What do I buy to sell online? Well, that's not answered in wholesale. That's not like wholesale will tell you what to do, right? That's answered in PPI. And so if you understand that those two big pieces are already ready and you can basically understand that from this podcast and then, you know, take it even further with Proven Amazon Course and PPI, if you understand those pieces of it, you're pretty good to go, man. Don't, my favorite quote from my mentor, Scott, is, man, do not get lost in the weeds. And that is a tendency for so many online sellers, right? They're going to get lost in the weeds of every little thing they might possibly have to do to buy a wholesale product while they never even got their business off the ground. And so he's constantly checking me on that. I feel like I'm pretty good at it now, but man, oh man, did I get lost on that before? It's like, hey, Brett, come out of those weeds, man. Focus on the 97% of stuff that matters here. And the other 3%, we'll kind of figure it out as we're going.
Yeah. And you know, it just occurred to me too, take advantage of the resources we have. We've got this huge Facebook community. If you jump out there, you find an incredible gap, a PPI gap, and you find a wholesaler that won't cooperate and you're just pulling your hair out like, oh, I can't seem to get the product I need from this guy, get on our Facebook group and say, hey, I'm trying to order from a wholesaler and they're telling me X, Y, and Z. Now, don't tell us which wholesaler and what the product is in front of 34,000 people, but just you know, lay out your scenario. And I promise within 5 minutes, you have five or six people that know what they're doing saying, hey, dude, yeah, that abbreviation means this. That's all they need is they need, you know, this. I do this all day, every day. Send me an email. I'll send you my copy of that form or whatever. Just don't feel like you got to go in and into the weeds, like Scott says, and learn all these details before you can confidently go into this.
Yeah.
It's so easy. The damage that's done when these expensive courses come out is it creates a mindset that, oh, this must be really complicated stuff.
Yep, exactly. Now, that was a great point. I love that. Posting in the Facebook group, the free Facebook group, is huge because you're right. I bet you someone posts one question like that, and they would have almost immediately five, six people, and it'd probably even grow bigger. And that's the beautiful thing about the community. And you got a ton of people who know what they're doing. Those types of things, those things that seem overly complicated, can get answered in like one shot.
Yeah, exactly. And I get in there and ask questions myself all the time. None of us are expected to know all the answers. You know, it's that the community is always smarter than the individual. The community is smarter than any course you will ever buy. The community really is sharp. Now, we're very proud of the Proven Amazon course. That is where you should start if you're eager to get started on Amazon. The course has been around for, I think we had 8 years now, just well over 1,000 success stories continuing to pour in. That's the place to go to start. So I think we've beat this up, man. I don't want to overcomplicate it ourselves, you know?
Nope, I'm good. I think we did it.
This is brilliant. So literally everything you need to know about wholesale has just been given you, about wholesale sourcing has just been given you in a single podcast episode. And if you'd like to challenge us on that, you have a question, there's a link to the exact Facebook discussion where we talk about this episode in our group. Jump in there. Leave us a comment. Leave us a question. If we need to make 2.0, we'll start off that episode, Brett. Here's the deal. We'll say, well, we thought we put everything in one episode, but guess what? We had to make a second one, and it's free too. It is totally free. Perfect. So we'll do that one if we have to. But man, I think we hit a home run on this one, buddy. Good work.
Thanks, man. That was fun.
Cool. Well, hey, thanks for listening to Silent Sales Machine Radio. In the show notes, if you go to silentgym.com, you can see everything we talked about, links to the Proven Private Label course and everything else we talked about. We really love it when you subscribe to the show on iTunes as well. So there's a little video at silentgym.com. If you haven't subscribed to the show yet, that tells us that you really like us and we like when you like us. So keep listening. Thanks for being with us today. Can't wait to talk to you next time.